Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ocean of Samsara. I am your host, Leto Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. You know that's not the title of the show. The show is actually Mudto at Midnight, named that way because I am Mudto, and the show comes on at midnight, Eastern Time, of course. But the Ocean of Samsara just seemed appropriate tonight. I mean, my Buddhist friends happen to be listening. They will recognize that reference. As I'm trying to think back to my Buddhist days, I think of a good way to describe Samsara. It's the all that everyday crap in our heads that keeps us from reaching enlightenment, keeps us from reaching nirvana, all that stuff that's in the way. And it's also part of our experience. It's important, but at the same time, we need not necessarily to put it out of the way, but to experience it and learn the lessons and whatnot. And of course, I've explained that horribly badly. Any Buddhist with their salt will be able to call in and tell me exactly what I had done wrong there, and unfortunately I don't take calls anymore because I have to do the show on my phone. But anyways, I always like that imagery. It is a chant that we used to do, I suppose they still do. I don't do it because I'm not there. But I talk about the ocean of samsara and comparing that turbulent human experience, day-to-day human experience that separates us from what we truly are, from what we truly are, our original self, what we truly are at our core, our soul, our spirit, the ocean of samsara. And that's kind of what I'm feeling today, so I decided I would make that my open. So now you know all that I know. I am Leto Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me again today. You can listen to other stuff on this channel. This is the With Insights channel of blogtalkradio.com. On Mondays, Iggy and Rosa do their show. They do the intuitive readings. You can call them, and they will pick up the phone and answer, and they will do a reading for you live over the Internet. Tuesdays, you can listen to Jenny Seek and the Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. And Wednesdays is Heather Tapia and the Entrepreneurial Excellence Hour. They say it was 2 p.m., I believe that's right. And then Fridays at midnight, it is, but it's at midnight. And here I am. Ta-da! All those times are Eastern time, by the way. So wherever you happen to be listening tonight, welcome. And once again, thank you for joining me. That seems to be what I do the most on this show, is thank you for joining me. So I'll do it excessively over and over again because once I do it, I forget that I did it, and then I have to do it again. So please bear with me on that point. That's part of my samsara. That's part of the ocean. That's one of the crests, if you will, of the ocean of samsara for Mudto, is not remembering whether I thanked you or not, and then just excessively doing it over and over again just to make sure that I did it. So thank you for joining me. Here we are. It is 12. Oh, gosh, all that. I'm only 3 minutes into this. What the heck am I going to do? Normally, a large chunk of my show, long-time listeners will know this already. A big chunk of my show is devoted to discussing my blog entry. You can find my blogs at mudtosasquatch.com, and you can comment on my blogs there too. I get to look at your posts before they appear on the blog, and I will do that, whether they're positive or negative. Constructive criticism is very welcome, but I need you to put something in the post that indicates that you read it and that you're an actual real person and not a bot. I get lots of posts that are, "This was a wonderful post. It is very helpful to me. It is exactly what I was looking for." What is it about the post that's exactly what you were looking for? This is wonderful. That's what I'm looking for. Before I will pass it on to the remainder of my, I just say remainder, remainder of my vast internet audience. So just please make sure to do that. Now, having said that, the blog generally comes out on Fridays. I write it on Friday afternoon, and then I talk about it on my show Friday midnight. And it's usually something that's been bothering me all week, or sometimes it's just something that just happened that day. That's happened a number of times. I'll just completely trash whatever it was I was going to write about because something came up on that Friday that seemed more important or more immediate. But those who watch from my blog will possibly have noticed that it didn't happen today. There is no Mudso blog. What happened? What happened? I hope nothing serious happened to Mudso. Well, no, nothing serious happened to Mudso. Mudso just forgot to write the blog today. I mean, I just clean plum forgot. I had a couple of ideas that I was thinking of. And I went out, and the only thing I had on my schedule to do today was I had to get my second TB test. If you listened last week, you know last week I got my first TB test for this temp agency that's going to send me to work at hospitals, and they want me to have a TB test, and I have to get it done twice just to make sure. And I passed the first one, by the way, so the odds are like 99 to 1 that I will pass the second one as well. But I had to go for the injection part of it, and they put the medicine, as the guy called it. It's not, I don't know why he felt compelled to call it medicine. I mean, I know, this is going to sound terrible. I know the people he's probably used to dealing with probably don't have a big, I mean, you say serum and they wonder what you're talking about. That's terrible. Oh, well, forget I said that. Just put that totally out of your mind. Because I sound awfully elitist when I say that. I do have a fine education, which I'm very, very fortunate to get. And I know, it wouldn't freak me out to know that he was injecting me with a serum. I think a lot of people, that might freak them out, so he uses the word medicine instead. But it's not a medicine, it's a serum. It's a killed virus thing that they put underneath your skin, so then if your body reacts to it, then you have TB or something like that. I don't know. It's something that they put the thing in there, and they put the serum in, and if it causes your skin to blister and bump, all of that, that's a positive reaction, and you got TB, and they got to lock you away in a sanitarium somewhere. And if it doesn't, then you're fine. So that was the only thing I had to do today. And I got it this morning, and I got in my car, which is a bad mistake. I should have gone on the bus, but I was, I don't want to take the trouble to go and get a bus pass. I'll just drive my car this morning. Not remembering that it's Community Festival weekend, ComFest for short, and it is just a total mess downtown, and I was driving in this total mess downtown, which, of course, I don't have the greatest patience. I'm not a patient driver under the best of circumstances. So that took up most of my morning, and I just got home. I ate a little lunch, and I was tired because I had been up late the night before, and I'd gotten up early to go get my serum put in. And I turned on the air conditioner, and I went to bed, and I had a nap for most of the afternoon. And I got up, and I was getting dressed and getting ready to go to the theater from my part-time job there, and was about halfway dressed when I realized I had not written my blog today, and there wasn't going to be an opportunity to do it because I had to get in the car and go to the theater. So I will come out tomorrow sometime over the next few hours. I'll decide what it is going to be. I considered trying to stay up tonight and write it before I fell asleep, but I can already tell that's not going to happen. It is a cool night here in the city, and I don't have my air conditioner running. It was very stuffy in the house when I came in because my house holds in heat very nicely. So I do have a couple of windows popped open now, but unfortunately the window in my bedroom is not accessible in that way because there's a big old air conditioner sitting in the windowsill. Unless I want to take it out, which I don't want to do. There's no way I can get a direct breeze in my bedroom. So I have a fan running in here. I have a fan running downstairs, a fan run in the window with the window cracked open, but I won't. There's no way I'll be able to keep it that way because I'm just very paranoid about leaving the windows open downstairs when I'm sleeping upstairs. It's just a great invitation for somebody to try and get into the house. And I don't know. I mean, I don't have anything really worth taking, but I don't want to be a home invasion victim. Not that there's anything about my windows or doors that would keep someone out who was, seriously trying to get in. But if you just have a screen there and nothing else, with a fan in it, then you might be making just an engraved invitation. Come on in, mess with me. So I will probably, when this show is over, I'll sneak downstairs to get a drink or cold something before I go to bed. And at that time, I'm quite certain I will lose my nerve and go ahead and shut that window. But hopefully, gotten a nice dose of cool air in there before that happens. I'm trying to cool this house down a little bit. It's an old house. It's very warm. Very warm. It stays pretty warm in the winter. It's got a decent furnace. The coldest room in the house was the larger bed, is still the larger bedroom, the one that I don't sleep in anymore. And I just got to where I was walking in here and walking out of there every morning and had to have a space heater, and it always made me very, 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 very nervous sleeping with a space heater on in my room. They used to have one of those oil-powered, but that's not right. It's like it looks like an old heat register, what do they call it, radiator. And it's full of oil, and you plug it in, and the oil pumps gets hot and pumps through the tubes there and warms up the room. And that made me feel a little bit better because there wasn't an open element. But then that thing, the power cord burnt up. Boy, that was disconcerting. I woke up to the smell of burning something, and I got up and saw the power cord was all melted to the outlet, and I just pulled it out real quick, and it was all sticky and melted. And I thought, geez, I'm glad I didn't sleep for another 10 minutes or so. That might have been a real problem there. So, and then, you know, I'd get out of bed, and the space heater was keeping about half of the room reasonably warm. And then I'd get up and walk through the little hallway towards my bathroom and go past the small bedroom on my way. And boy, there was just heat just pouring out of the small bedroom. I said, shoot, I should move my bed in here, but moving the bed is kind of a project, which I'm hoping to take on sometime. I keep thinking I need a wrench. I mean, it's out in my car, and someday I'm going to bring that wrench in and start taking that bed apart. I haven't done it yet. What I did was I dragged, I think I've told this story on the air before, there was an old bed frame belonging to a previous tenant down in the basement. I dragged it up here. It tried to kill me once. It tried to drag me back into the basement, but I didn't manage to save myself. Got it up here, and that's what I'm sleeping on. I threw my mattress on this old bed frame that isn't the right size. Hopefully sometime in the very near future I can get that switched out and get my real bed back in here. But as I say, I have to have the wrench take the old one apart because there's no way to move it between it. It's too wide to go through the doors. It's one of the problems you have in an older house is the doors tend to be kind of narrow. Anyway. See, that's going to be the thing. I'm just going to have to go up on these little flights of fancy for you. But I just don't have a blog to talk about. I was thinking I can talk a little bit about the two subjects I was considering, because I doubt if I'll actually write about either one of them now. One of them, I keep thinking someday I'm going to write this long blog on how I feel about capitalism, but I don't think anybody wants to read that. I mean, it would be more for my sort of me to satisfy myself than anything else. I do make a lot of wisecracks about capitalism, and I don't really have this is sort of a trite answer. I don't have a problem with capitalism. It's capitalists that I have a problem with. That's true, but it's also a bit, it leaves out a lot. The process, the theoretical process of capitalism, I don't have a problem with. It's just that how the process is subverted in such a way that resources keep being pushed up the ladder, and more always there's always more going up than comes down. And I think that goes on until a critical mass is reached at the bottom of the ladder, when there are enough hungry people, when there are so many hungry people that the government can't take care of them anymore, and the police can't control them anymore. Police and or the military can't control them anymore. And then they escape from the places that they're where they've been put, and swarm into the rich neighborhoods and start pulling people out of the windows and roasting them on spits in their front yards and so forth and so on. Not that I want any of that to happen, but I can certainly see it happening. I think we're a long way from it. There are a lot of places in the world that are closer to that, like, say, Mexico, a place that we'd like to fuck with on a regular basis. We may be more in danger from the Mexican people swarming over the border and cooking us than we are from our own people, you know, sort of swarming upward into more expensive neighborhoods and starting to kill people. And it's not, and then that's not to say, okay, let's go kill all the Mexicans. That's not what I mean at all. There's nothing about being Mexican that makes people swarm around and want to eat people. It's about having no economic opportunity is what makes that happen. And it will happen anywhere that there's insufficient economic opportunity and enough poor people to overwhelm the systems put in place by the wealthy to keep people under control. And there's a new movie coming out called Elysium that's sort of about that, I think, from what I can tell from the previews anyway. It looks like Jodie Foster plays a villain in that. That almost might be worth seeing it. I don't really want to see it. It seems it impresses me as something that's just going to make me angry. But seeing Jodie Foster as the villain might actually almost be worth going to see it. Because now, I mean, that she's reached that point in her career where she sort of needs to do that. I guess she gets to be a middle-aged/older woman. The villain role. Villains and grandmothers, that's basically all that's left. All that you do. Who am I thinking of? This famous star from the 1940s who then she played Golda Meir in Ingrid Bergman from Casablanca. Ingrid Bergman. He has reached this, I guess Golda Meir isn't a villain, but what would that have looked like? Ingrid Bergman, I don't know, who could she have played? Lady Macbeth, maybe? I don't know. Most famous. Really the only great female villain in classical literature, if you think about it. Who else is there? I don't see Miss Havisham from Great Expectations really as a villain. Or the Tale of Two Cities lady either. I don't see them as villains in the classical sense, but certainly not the main villain in the piece, as Lady Macbeth is. How many different topics did I squeeze into those three or four minutes? I started on capitalism, and then I got to Lady Macbeth. How about that? Top that, Dennis Miller. Quite sure he could. Does he still have a show? Or is he off somewhere enjoying a genteel retirement? I guess I'm sort of enjoying a genteel retirement. I'm spending a lot of time in bed, that's for sure. It's been very hot in our large city in the Midwest, Columbus, Ohio. Been rather hot and humid, and I've sort of gone nocturnal. I've been going out only for appointments, and otherwise staying in my air-conditioned bedroom and sleeping until it gets dark enough and cool enough to go out. And I've been neglecting my daily walks and just getting a lot more sleep than I really ought to and not getting a lot done. I moved my TV. That's my major accomplishment for the week. I'm trying to move stuff around in my room to make space for this for my regular bed, which I want to bring in here. Measured it up, and it really isn't that much larger than the. It won't have that much bigger a footprint than the bed I'm sitting in now. In fact, it won't be as wide to say it doesn't. It actually fits the mattress I have. It looks like it'll only be about an inch longer. So some of the heroic things I thought I was going to have to do with my computer table and so forth to keep it out of the way of the bed might not be necessary. But I went ahead and moved my... first of all, I had this heroic pile of junk, which had accumulated in one corner. I moved most of that out. I went through it. I found some homes for some of the stuff. I threw some of the stuff away. And about... I'd say 10-15% of it by volume is still left. It's sitting next to the closet door now instead of in that corner. I put my chest of drawers in the corner, and I put the television in front of my chest of drawers. And last night I was watching Mission Impossible 2, a movie I haven't watched for a long time. I haven't watched any of my DVDs in a long time. I haven't bought a new DVD in a while. So that's not quite true. A couple months ago I bought a copy of Insignificance, don't know if you've ever seen that movie, probably not. It was out, it first came out when I was an undergrad back in the 80s, and I saw it at the now defunct Globe Theater at High and Lane Streets here in Columbus. It showed porno movies during the week. Maybe it was porno. Part of the time it showed porno movies, and part of the time it showed European films and art films. So if you weren't quite sure what night it was, sometimes you weren't 100% sure what you were in for. I saw the two most significant, if you will, films that I can remember seeing there. I shouldn't tell you this, but I will. I saw a porno movie there called Little Oral Annie. Okay, and now that's something that you can never unknow. There is a porno movie called Little Oral Annie, and it's not about an orphan, so don't worry about that. I saw many more porno films there than I saw art films. But I digress. The two arty films that I remember best were the one I just mentioned, Insignificance. And it is about, it's set in the 1950s, and it's about Albert Einstein, Joe McCarthy, Marilyn Monroe, and Joe DiMaggio. You know, what if they all met? Except it's not, they don't use their names, they're fictionalized. It's a very, very clever little show. I enjoyed it a lot. Gary Busey plays Joe DiMaggio, who isn't Joe DiMaggio. And Teresa Russell is Marilyn Monroe. Tony Curtis is Senator McCarthy. And then Einstein is an actor who I don't remember his name. But I highly recommend picking it up if you're into movies that don't have gunshots and explosions and have a plot that you actually kind of have to follow. The other one I saw at the Globe was Full Moon in Paris. And it's a French movie, so it has a French for La Lune de Paris or something like that. The English title is Full Moon in Paris, and I could not... Eric Rohmer, Rohmer, directed it. He's very famous. I don't know if he's French. He doesn't have a French name. But anyway, he has a number of very famous European-type films that he has directed. I couldn't tell you what any of the other ones were, but I hear tell he's very famous. But this is the one of his I know. It's Full Moon in Paris. And it stars a little woman with the biggest hair I have ever seen. It was an 80s flick. So it was a little tiny woman with huge hair. And she's living with a dude, and she's just not sure. You know, she's living with a dude, and she loves him, but she wants her independence. And goes through all this rigmarole, and finally decides she loves the dude, and she wants to just be with him. But by the time she comes to that realization, he's met somebody else. So ha ha on her, the way I felt anyway. But it's got some great characters in it. And it moves along. It's not a slow movie like a lot of European movies are very slow. I think a lot of Americans would think this movie is slow. Again, because there's no explosions or bombs, no catchphrases, anything like that that makes a good American movie. It's acting and story. Acting and characters and story. Who would have thought? So those are two. And I have both of those on DVD, and I almost never watch them, and I don't know why. I haven't watched Insignificance at all. I bought it 3 or 4 months ago, and I haven't watched it. That should be a project of mine to get it out of the box and watch it. And I've also noticed that I have many, many, many empty DVD boxes because at one time I got some DVD books, you know, where they have the it's like 4 to a page. They're plastic little. You put the DVD in the little plastic pocket. And it's a much more space-efficient way to store your DVDs. Which is great, except now I have all these empty boxes and nothing to do with them. And at one time, I thought I was going to be running this video business. You know, I was, you know, taking videos for people and making their wedding videos and whatnot, and that I would have a use for all these boxes. But that has not come to pass. Does not seem likely to come to pass at this point. I'm officially declaring my cameras obsolete. About the only thing they were still good for was these football videos that I was taking. I haven't heard anything from them as to whether they want my services next year. My feeling is that they're going to be going for a technology upgrade as well, and that's just something, you know, I don't have the financial wherewithal to go out and buy new cameras. So, and there's really not much use I have now for the old cameras, except, you know, sort of fiddling around on my own. Because all the, even internet videos today, everybody wants HD. It's the project that I just finished up for the for my friend who does the competition swimsuits. She wanted to use her camera because it was HD. And everything you see on YouTube, all the new stuff on YouTube is HD. They're taking old YouTube videos and redoing the aspect ratio and putting them out in HD. It doesn't make any difference. You can't improve the quality of it. You can just kind of change the shape of the, unless you have access to the original video elements. And even then, I don't think if it wasn't photographed in HD, I don't think they can make it. If it's film, they could. If it's film, you could, because HD is, or film is actually much more, has much finer grain than even HD does. And I think they're starting to get now with the 4K stuff, which is, you know, beyond Blu-ray. I think they're starting to get close to the resolution of 35mm film, but I don't think they're there yet. Lost all that is my just standard definition video cameras. You know, nobody wants that anymore. So they're sitting in my spare room, forlorn. I have all these empty boxes, and there's nothing that doesn't really happen with them. So I'm kind of putting out an all-points bulletin to anybody who might need something like this. I don't know who and I don't know what for, but I put it out there, and if I'm not hearing back from anybody who needs these boxes, I think I'm going to start. They're going to start finding their way into my trash bin, because, you know, I need the space for other things. And that also goes for all my VHS tapes. Although I still harbor a fantasy that I'm going to go through them and see if there's anything in them worth saving, and then copy that to DVD. And I did that with a few videos, but I have close to 150 VHS tapes, just stuff I taped off of the television, you know, movies off of, say, IFC or stuff like that. But, you know, most of the movies I taped off, you know, on the VHS, the ones that I really liked, I replaced on DVD, so I don't have the need for all that VHS tape anymore. So I think those are going to be moving towards the trash bin too, unless I find somebody who needs a lot of VHS for something. Feel so forlorn, you know. The stuff, all that stuff used to be. I was just thinking about that before we went on the air. All of the tapes and the DVDs and the boxes and the video cables and the audio cables all over my room. You know, that's the switch boxes and all of that stuff used to be such a huge part of my life. I spent so much time and energy and money on getting that stuff, and now it's just all useless. It's sitting here in a drawer, nobody using it. I already put a lot of it back for, you know, the stuff that can be recycling. You recycle, you can take it back with the wires and stuff, and they'll pay you a few cents because they're going to, you know, strip it off and save the copper for something. But yeah, it's sort of like you're finding yourself along. Well, I feel like my stuff that's sitting there in the drawer or something. I feel that way myself. You know, I'm just like, somebody put me to use. Somebody find something for me here. So I'm not just sitting, waiting for the sun to go down so it can cool down. Okay, I've got my 60-second warning. I managed to get all the way through this show one more time. It's just keeps getting easier and easier. Hope you enjoyed the show. I promise there will be a blog for you to read tomorrow on mudtoesasquatch.com. Please leave your comments there, or you can leave them on Facebook, my Mudtoe Sasquatch page, MUDTOESASQUATCH, or also on mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. One more time, I will thank you, and then I will say goodnight. Goodnight.